Good evening. Tonight is Monday, November 10th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. And a decent day today. Got a lot of work done. Was able to cut out of work a little early. Stopped by the Home Depot on the way home and picked up 100 feet of a quarter-inch nylon, braided nylon, for tonight's craft segment. This time I decided to go with something, basically inspired by recent necessity, which is always a good way to go when you're deciding to make something. It's always good when you're making something you actually need. I was playing around recently, and I don't really have any good tie-off points on my bed, so I decided to make a under-the-mattress restraint system. I wanted to make something that it was fairly solid, but able to be sort of tucked out of the way without having to completely take it apart. So with fairly small cord, but quarter-inch nylon, still pretty sturdy, so it's definitely not going to break on you or anything. The way I decided to make it, essentially, I made I started with one end of the rope at one corner of the bed, fed out about a foot and a half of rope, tied off a knot there at about the foot and a half mark, placed that about 6 inches in each direction from the corner. And then ran down the length of the bed until I got to the point 6 inches in from both sides on the next corner. At that point, I pulled out a loop of about a 3 foot total loop, about a foot and a half each way, into the line, tied a knot there. And then from that point, with that knot sitting at the point 6 inches in from each side, ran to the to the next corner, and kept on like that until I got to the original point. Then I took the rest of the line, tied it into the the first knot that I'd made, and then tied a second knot at the where the the line started out, so that what I had was a rectangle slightly smaller than the bed with four 3 foot loops, one at each corner. I was then able to take this take the rectangle essentially and slide it under the bed and center it as best I could. And then pull the loops up over each one of the corners. And then the one corner where I had started out, it had the had the running end coming off of it. I took that and essentially threaded it successively through the other loops and tightened it down. And essentially it makes a system where you have a rectangle over and under the bed that are slightly smaller than the bed. And on each corner you have two lines going around the corner. It does a pretty decent job of sort of locking things in place. And the upside is when you want to take it down, you just untie the knot on the on the long end, pull it back through all the loops, tuck your loops under the bed, tuck the loose line under the bed, and it it kind of goes away pretty quick and easy. And then when you want to pull it out, you just pull the loops back over the corners, thread them back through again, tie it off. And it's I think going to be a pretty functional system. It cost me a whole of $6 worth of rope. I didn't measure the remainder that I chopped off after I had enough line to thread everything with a little bit of extra left over. I believe it basically ended up using somewhere around 50 feet, maybe closer to 60. So leftovers for some other project. And I took one picture of the essentially of the whole system after I'd sort of gotten everything placed and tied, pulled together so it would fit in one shot, so you could see what the individual components were. And I took one picture of the starting and ending corner of the bed with everything tied in place and tensioned down, so you can kind of get an idea of how it's held together. I hope this has been useful and informative. Feel free to go and check out the website, look at some of the pictures I have up. And if there's anything else you'd like to hear about craft segment wise or just in general, feel free to email me at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.